and you and I are talking, and you agree with me when I say I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for this person, you say, yes.
I am too.
Or if I said I was not going to, you'd say?
Well, I won't.
Yeah, you won't either?
Mm-hmm.
The part of the head, or the right here, you call that?
Your forehead, forward?
Let's see. And the thing that, right here, this stuff, you call that?
Your hair?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes a person grows all this under here. He's got a...
A beard?
Mm-hmm. And let's see. This is your...
Mustache.
Yeah, and right below that is your... The thing
lip.
You eat with is your...
Lip?
Yeah, what you eat with is your...
Mouth?
Mm-hmm, yeah, sure. And now this thing right here is... I've got my pen right now. Where?
Behind your ear.
Which one?
Your right ear.
Yeah, and if I put it over here, it'd be...
Your left.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now this, the thing that comes down from your head there, that's your...
Neck.
Yeah, and what?
Your throat. Mm-hmm.
And the thing here, what do you call it?
Adam's apple.
Yeah, have you ever heard that call anything else?
Don't agree with that.
You ever heard anybody use the term goozle? Not familiar with that one. Mm-hmm. And you go and let the dentist have a look at your...
Mouth, teeth.
Yeah. And you might say, well, I need to feel that front.
Tooth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that truck get by. The fleshy part around your teeth there is your what now?
Your gum.
Mm-hmm. And this here is a...
Palm of your hand.
Yeah. And this is two
fists.
Yeah, this is one.
One fist.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, say a person getting a little arthritis or something, where does that body say, yeah, I'm aching in my
arm, elbow?
Yeah, or you call your elbow when you need it. Your hip what now? You see, you're getting stiff in your
knee.
Yeah, you ever say your joints there?
Joints.
Like that. And the upper part of a man's body here is his
chest.
Yeah. He wants to have broad
shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Square shoulders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see. How do you measure a horse? You'd say this horse is what? You know the length of measurement you use for measuring a horse? You measure him in, you wouldn't measure him in feet and inches. You'd say he's so many.
Hands high?
Yeah.
I would talk of that. I never saw one measure.
Oh, I wonder how, you know how far a hand is?
No.
I don't know how distance
it is. I'd say 6 inches.
Something like that. And this part of your body, this whole thing
here. Leg.
Yeah.
Thigh.
And these two.
Knee.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to bump your...
Knee.
Yeah, below that is your...
Knee bone.
You ever call it the shin?
Shin.
Let's see. Sometimes, you know, men, if they're out like this, they might squat like this. So you're squatting on your, what do you call that?
Your jab for your leg.
Mm-hmm. You ever say squatting on your haunches?
Haunches? Yeah, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Make it over here. Okay, if someone's been sick a while, he's up and about now, but still he looks, you know, not real good, you said, but he still looks a bit...
Peaked.
Mm-hmm, peaked. And would you ever say he looks a bit puny or sick?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the same thing?
Yeah.
Almost the same thing? Okay, if a person can lift heavy weights, he's real...
Strong.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a man is... Say big and muscular and athletic, kind of built like this. You'd say he's what?
Strong.
I mean, any other words you'd use in describing his build?